brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, as usual, we have an incredibly jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. It is Monday, the 28th day of November, 2011. We're about to enter the final month of 2011. Wow, time has certainly gone into jump speed. Now, we're working on getting General Hamid Ghul, former head of the Pakistani ISI, and a guy who's got his finger on the pulse of Pakistan like no other, a man the Washington Post calls the true leader of Al-Qaeda. That's because he knows Al-Qaeda is Al-Qaeda, and they don't like that. General Hamid Ghul, we're working on getting him on. It's like 10 o'clock at night over there right now, and he's trying to get back in his car from national TV, and there's riots all over the country in Bedlam. So they're calling it a revolution over there right now. We talked to General Ghul's son earlier. Peter Schiff is going to be joining us to get into MF Global, what's happening with the euro that will affect all of us because, well, the bankers are going to hold everybody hostage and get tens of trillions in other secret bailouts that's our taxpayer money. And then the local constabulary is going to squeeze it out of us. You're like, but that'll wreck the economy. That's the plan. Steal all the wealth while just rendering us down to pauper slaves. You know, memos have come out where they tell cops all over the country, get out there and generate more revenue even if you don't like it. Give them tickets for tent that's too thick. Give them tickets for tail lights out or license plate lights. Search them, get them, imprison them, get the money, or the whole country will collapse. We got to get the money. No matter how much money you raise, it's all taken offshore. Got it? But you won't believe me. So just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and just strangle your own mother. Strangle your own country that gave you and your generations before you, your ancestors, sustenance. Strangle your own mother. Do it. Just do it consciously. I'm here to make sure you know that you're evil. Okay? Because Lord knows you're not going to change. General Hamid Ghul, Peter Schiff, and then I want to get another update. He hadn't been on with us since, what, last Tuesday. Gerald Celente will be popping in the last 30 minutes today. But we're going to take calls smattered in between as well. I want to hear from everybody. Now, why would the loving NATO forces that ship narcotics into the entire planet out of Afghanistan, why would the loving NATO forces that have been caught running giant child kidnapping rings worldwide, it's in the news, NATO, UN, all of them, why would they again bomb a Pakistani military base accidentally? Do you really think the zit-faced kids, and that's what they are, piloting the CIA drones, murdering people, doing it on accident? No, it's meant to stir them up. That's why they've planted al-Qaeda in Libya. They're getting ready to do it in Syria. They're moving towards al-Qaeda light in Egypt. They're planting the next enemy. It's full-spectrum dominance. See, the globalists occupy, they call it balance, all points of the compass. They create all the major movements. Except one, the movement that is aware of them. A movement, at first glance, very similar to the Illuminati. But then you learn that the Illuminati is a counterfeit of full-spectrum awakening, of truth. It's a twisted lie, though. We research the secrets of humankind, the secrets and mysteries of the universe. I seek liberty and freedom. The Illuminati claims they seek all of that, but truly they seek to abolish all systems and establish the ultimate scientific dictatorship in their own words. Newt Gingrich, Bertrand Russell, going back over 100 years before that, Adam Weishaupt. They use their knowledge of humankind to control. I'm here to bring knowledge and awakening to empower humanity and to defeat the Illuminati and their master.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th, so call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, welcome. We are live here. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to expose the global technocrats and their sociology, anthropology, psychology system that they're using to try to take over what was normal human civilization and rewrite it into a new, basically absorbed corporate slave system. And that's if you're lucky enough to even be allowed to live. Every globalist document out there on population says once the world government is truly in place, once the, quote, technocracy is in place, the resources will then be systematically shut off. All of the hundreds and hundreds of millions killed by the globalists just the last 50, 60 years is only a beta test for what's coming. General Hamid Gul is reportedly going to be joining us from Pakistan. We're working on that right now. The country is obviously in complete bedlam. Peter Schiff's going to be joining us on the euro implosion and what that's going to mean in the new global superbank. Gerald Celente will give us updates on MF Global, foreshadowing bank runs in the future that are inevitable if we continue down this course. Also, medical mafia using financial leverage to enforce children's vaccinations on poor families, lying and saying it's the law. Bloomberg first reported on $16 billion in missing money. Now they're reporting on another $13 billion that the Federal Reserve has stolen from taxpayers. But they've got Homeland Security in place to make sure we don't bring them to justice. All premeditated. Also continuing, we have an article titled Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order, an excellent article by Paul Watson. And when I commissioned him to write this this weekend. I did my own little report on it yesterday live on the radio. I gave him the headline, Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order. I think we'll keep that headline at prisonplanet.com, but I think we're going to change it on InfoWars to go even more viral. And the article gets a bit into this, but perhaps we should just have another article by Kurt Nemo or someone. Newt Gingrich, Obama's ringer, or system, you know, Gingrich activated as 2012, Newt Gingrich, 2012 Republican ringer deployed, something like that. Because he's a Bob Dole, guaranteed, just like he was a takedown operative for the 94 Patriot takeover, and he will do it. You can absolutely bet your bottom dollar. You see, they put forward Perry, they put forward Romney. People aren't biting. Both of them globalist. Both of them anti-gun, carbon tax, sanctuary city, abortion, at least in the past with Perry, but he switched. Romney still pushes it. But as bad as they are, remember I told you months ago, don't count Gingrich out. They'll build him up. Oh, what a smart man. I read quotes yesterday. In fact, I ought to dig these back out of the stack later and read them again, where he said the end of America, the end of the family, the end of sovereignty. I mean, just classic New World Order. He was part of this particular futurist society that openly calls for global socialism through technology and neocon behavior. And I played clips of Al Gore loving him. We have clips of that. I played clips of Nancy Pelosi loving on him and him endorsing the carbon taxes, Newt Gingrich. I played clips of Bill Clinton lovey-doveying on Newt Gingrich. I mean, you think illegal alien amnesty is bad. That's nothing. And we better expose Newt Gingrich because Obama is better than Newt Gingrich, and I'll tell you why. Obama's an old shoe. Obama's a worn-out tire. He was going to be the Messiah, I remember the media said. He was going to fix it all. Not a chicken in every pot, a car in every garage, free houses, everything. He was going to fix it, financed by the exact same banksters that ran Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them. He was going to fix it all. He was Valhallic, heaven-like, a apparition of Mount Olympus, shades of heaven, nirvana. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. He was just there to buy time, sucker people, and play left off against right. So, Newt Gingrich, Obama, two peas in a pod. But Gingrich, and I've studied Gingrich closely for now 20 years, and I've studied Obama in the last 5-6. And I can tell you now, Newt Gingrich is far more evil than Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a slick teleprompter-reading, empty suit who likes to smoke cigarettes, work out three times a day, do a bunch of drugs, have a bunch of sex. He's a worldly person, but and he is wicked. But Newt Gingrich is a psychopath, not a sociopath. I studied him, and I went over some of it yesterday, but multiple wives, a wife's dying of cancer, he divorces them, relishes being mean to them, relishes operating as a conservative and as a patriot because he hates us so much. He is the ultimate Benedict Arnold. And you can also just look in his eyes and his demeanor and all of it. He is, and his writings about, I seek to overthrow the system of the world and create a new system. I have the drive. The new age is upon us. I am empowered and I will rise forth. I mean, these are public writings. This is pure Illuminati initiate. By the way, I know real Illuminati initiates. I shouldn't even get into it, because as a journalist, unless somebody tells me of crimes, I'm sworn to Not even. I'll shut my mouth right now. I know people that have been in the Hellfire Club. I know people that have been part of the satanic orgies. I have talked to high-powered people who have been in the rituals that you see in movies like Eyes Wide Shut, minus death. They didn't get that far. I have obviously been approached. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not know how real this is until you've gotten to the level I have achieved. Through God's blessings, you could also see it as a curse, but it's not. The devil claims he's here to liberate and empower, but he's here to put you into bondage, ladies and gentlemen. And the Illuminati does not bring enlightenment or empowerment. It brings pain. It brings enslavement. I belong to an organization that doesn't have a building and doesn't have a membership. It's people that love liberty and love freedom with all their hearts and all their might and who want to be good people. And who want to raise their children to be straight and strong and good. And I pray here publicly that God give me the strength to not be worldly and to be good and to steady my mind and my focus so that I might be an instrument to raise up the good and bring down the bad. And I pray that others will say that prayer with me, because there are no atheists in foxholes. And make no mistake, there's a war on for your mind, your body, your soul, your property, and most importantly, your progeny. The system wants their minds, wants their intellects, wants to fashion them. And we just turn our children over to all the toxic food and the TV and the culture and the public schools and the vaccines and all of it. I am trying to really transform myself. And that's why I get into spiritual issues, because I cannot contain the fact that that is where I am in my life. I am weak. We're all weak, but we're strong through God, and we've got to ask for that strength. And you're not going to find that strength in one of these establishment churches. You're going to find it in your heart and at 3 a.m. in a personal relationship with the spirit of creation, with the God of the universe, with the creator. You can have whatever names you want. You have a relationship with it. You know it's real. Those that don't have a relationship with it, they do not understand, and that is a great curse to them. And they will never have the deep discernment. They will never have the deep understanding, and that's sad. But some people, you just can't reach. And I'm not here to reach those that can't be reached. I'm here for a lot of reasons, just as we all are. I'm here on my own journey, in my own test. And I'm here to get others to simply wake up out of their trance and make a decision which side they're going to serve. Because God is all about free will. And God knows many people are in a trance, literal sleepwalking trance. Prozac puts you into one. And the entire class of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The television artificially lowers people into a threshold right at sleepwalking, scientific fact. Those that watch TV 4 or 5 hours a day by 60 have generally have an onset of early Alzheimer's, some even as young as 30. You can look it up. It's TV Alzheimer's. See all the studies for 20 years. They've known well about it. Because you're not supposed to spend your time in a sleepwalking phase. You're supposed to sleep your 7-8 hours, and that's it. You're not supposed to be sleeping another 5-6 hours a day. And there's other things at work. The video games are brain damaging people. If you don't believe me, just look it up. And it's all done by design. I'm only here to get you to look around you and make a decision. No one can make you face reality. No one can make you take the red pill. I'm just here to offer it. You take the blue pill, you go back to the establishment world. You take the red pill, you can start going down the rabbit hole. We'll be right back with the news. Stay with us.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DeVore.com. That's DVOR.com. DeVore is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DeVore.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DeVore are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DeVore.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Here's some of the headlines at InfoWars.com. I already mentioned Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. Here's another one. Government is the reason we don't have a constitution anymore. Excellent blurb by Kurt Nemo. Also, Al-Qaeda terrorist airlifted from Libya to aid Syrian opposition. That is publicly admitted. Remember the video on BBC of the Al-Qaeda forces, literal Al-Qaeda, with the big sign saying, Syria, here we come? And they'll blow that country to kingdom come and murder people in mass, and it'll be hailed by our sickening, degenerate system that is so wicked. They have Al-Qaeda working for them publicly while saying they have TSA pedophiles sticking their hands down our pants to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. and they get the shoe bomber on the plane and the Christmas bomber and every other one. I mean, it's just totally staged. On record, they ship the opium in, public criminal government, just in your face. Wow. Also, the Financial Times of London is saying the Eurozone has 10 days left at most if you don't give the bankers total power, and then you'll give them tens of trillions more and a takeover, and, oh, that'll be collapsing and making America collapse, so they'll have to merge and have a global restructuring OECD bank. How many times have I told you this? I saw a video this weekend of Nigel Farage. We got to get back on, member of the EU Parliament out of England. And he, it showed him going back years ago predicting how they would stage the crisis, how they would do it. And then it showed the new video clips. In fact, I want to get that and kind of re-edit it together to be shorter and play it on the nightly news tonight or tomorrow. But there's just some of the news on that front. But then look at all this other news. Finally, people are starting to get it. You know, we had this article out a few days ago. Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. NDAA detention provision would turn Americans into battlefield. Turn the whole country into a battlefield. Now, it says, don't worry, though. Only if you're fighting against the U.S. government or other designation will you be secretly arrested and taken to a camp. And citizens are exempt until you read the other provision that says, unless the military prescribes because you're fighting. And people try to spin it and say, it doesn't say that. Ron Paul's wrong. Alex Jones is wrong. The ACLU's wrong. All these groups have come out and said that's what it says. I know how to read. Okay? And then they try to spin it and say, they don't do that. Oh, really? They only kill American citizens if they choose without a trial or arrest now. People say, well, why don't they want the intelligence? Come on, folks. They didn't really kill Anwar al-Awlaki. They just set the precedent. I predicted he'd be killed when it came out. He was secretly hanging out at the Pentagon. He's no good to run al-Qaeda anymore once that came out, to the lower-level jihadis that actually think they're fighting the great Satan and not working for it. America's not the great Satan, but the global bankers that run this country and run al-Qaeda are. Get it through your heads, police and military and others. It's called full spectrum dominance. Just research any intelligence operation. Research any modern war in the last 300 years. The bankers fund all sides, sometimes four or five factions. They always win. They've taken it one step further. They actually go out and create the opposition and have publications to even create their own hatred. Then they come over here and manipulate us, and it's all public, and I'm not playing along just because it's fun to hate men with beards and turbans on their heads. If you rednecks actually went over and actually hung out with those people in Afghanistan, you'd like them. I've talked to the soldiers that are over there. They're more redneck, more backwoods, more hillbilly than you could ever imagine. They like guns more than your granddaddy did. Shut up and stop being stupid. Stop being idiots. Stop being morons. They're building us up to have a war with these people so the globalists can destroy both sides. I'm not going along with it. But finally, even AlterNet, the big liberal system, can't believe their Lord Obama. I remember when AlterNet and others criticized me for saying they wanted to use troops on the streets of America years ago. But, oh, goody, goody gundrops. How could this happen in America? Why are police treating Americans like military threats? By William Hoagland. And then it goes on to talk about the military's involved and Homeland Security's taking over. Why, that's not constitutional. Why, our precious federal government, it's not supposed to take over the states. What's happening here? I thought you were my friend. I thought you loved me, government. And so you got Ron Paul, libertarians waking up. You got the ACLU screaming bloody murder. You got the liberals freaking out. You got conservatives starting to wake up. Good. Good. Because we're all under attack, whether you're in the military, a cop, a school teacher, a conservative, a liberal, an atheist, an agnostic, a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, whatever you are, this New World Order jacks with your food and water and plays scientific mad scientists with you and your family. And I've shown you all the documents, the steroids and the vaccines, the water, the food. They're none of you are on the winning team. Got that? You have to join the
people. We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th, so call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. General Hamid Ghul was scheduled to be on right now, but the country is obviously in a total uproar. He's not back in traffic yet. It's like 10:30 at night, Pakistan time. So he'll either be on later in the broadcast or tomorrow. But with obviously former head of Pakistani intelligence, a key person to get on. We're going to be working on that. Peter Schiff is scheduled in about 45 minutes from now. Gerald Celente is popping in as well, obviously on all the big global developments and an update on MF Global. I want to open the phones up right now, and I want to do what I did last week and again last night to a certain extent. I say 30 seconds. I end up giving you about a minute or so or 2 minutes because you say such great points, but it's always hard. 30 seconds, maximum 45. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And one little caveat, if you hadn't called in a long time or you're a first-time caller, and then later I'll let folks call in who try to get in all the time. I just want people who never can get in to get in. 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. By the way, we can guarantee delivery if you order by the 19th of December, and your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts supports my broadcast. If you look over here on the table, If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, you can go to InfoWars.com. You can see the 18-film special, all 18 of my documentaries, bumper stickers, audio CD on top of it, and a citizen rule book, $99.95. We have never offered anything approaching this. The everything special is normally $360. This is $260 off. We have a We the People Ideas Are Bulletproof Constitution shirt that's very popular. That's available. And we have two new films that are available. And I want to get these scientists on. This is not even available in the U.S. We are the first outfit. This has been out about 6 months to sell this in the U.S. We had to buy this from Germany, but it's an English film. Scientist Under Attack, Genetic Engineering in the Magnetic Field of Money. A film about courage, secrecy, and danger. And it's a German director. It also has a bonus film on it, Monster Salmon, that they admit will extinct regular salmon within 40 generations of the simulations they've done. They, of course, cloned it and spliced it with other animals and other plants and insects, depending on the variant. This is an incredible documentary. Incredible. And it's available at InfoWars.com. Scientist Under Attack, Genetic Engineering in the Magnetic Field of Money. Incredible how they've tried to shut things down. And then you want to know what goes on at Guantanamo Bay and how they literally manufacture terrorists out of the group to be triple agents and how they torture these people. Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo, how they beta tested this for the rest of the American people, a film by Polly Nash and Andy Worthington, another very powerful film available at InfoWars.com. And again, we're the only ones I know of carrying this. Some people have bought it from us and are selling it, but we like to bring you exclusive things that, well, we sell whatever I watch and think is powerful, or whatever I read and think is powerful. So, or whatever you recommend them, in many cases, I then watch and carry if I agree with it. So, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWars.com for the online video bookstore, films, t-shirts, you name it. Also, I don't know how long I'm going to do this because we've had to hire a couple more people, and it's become actually, we're actually losing money on it. I obviously can't do that because we've got to continue to fund our operation and expand it, hopefully. But the end game goal is to get the word out. That's why I've done it. I've got a bunch of special packages going where we sell bumper stickers at cost. And I'm still not going to bring them to the price they were because that wasn't high, but we did make a profit off of it. And I think it was prohibitive for people to get a bunch of them. But I am going to go up in the new year on the price of the bumper stickers a little bit. Because right now, it's more than a loss leader. We are losing money on it. A loss leader is supposed to be breaking even. So if you want to get those, please get them out to people. Post them in public, but legal places, obviously. Check your local laws. You don't want to do like the Founding Fathers did and actually post bulletins up everywhere and post it on government buildings and things against the Redcoats. We don't do that now because the Founding Fathers were bad, FEMA has taught us. So post this only in legal and lawful areas. We got 100 packs, 25 packs, you name it, at InfoWars.com. And if you believe in what we're doing and notice the New York Times and Forbes and everybody else coming out against us and Rolling Stone and New York Magazine and MSNBC and Nightline and everything else, support our local AM and FM affiliates. That means if you're a local business, call up and sponsor the show. Large sponsor, big sponsor. Let them know you're doing it because of the broadcast. I can't tell you how many stations pick us up on the weekend, and 6 months later, they put us on at night, or even 2 months later. And then a few months later, they put us on live during the day. And then they go, wow, we've gone from number five to number one. That's what the truth can do. So support our local sponsors. And if you're a business, sponsor the local station and also continue to spread the word about InfoWars.com, the free audio streams, the free podcast, the free iPhone app. It's in the listen page for iPhones. We never made one for Droid, but other people made them for Droids. You can find some of those out there. Then I get calls, people saying, can you fix my Android app or make it work? We never made one. I have hired two more IT people just to fix problems and bugs we have on PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars. We're exhausting our funds with that. We are, so we can then get everything fixed. It's working pretty good, but fixed. And then move on to launching all sorts of free apps and paid apps and other goodies. We're a factory of resistance, an armory of resistance. We're in here forging the weapons. Ah! But when you support us and do your Christmas shopping, that helps us continue to expand what we're doing. And don't take talk radio for granted. Don't take the fact that I'm on XM for granted, because it's starting to get big ratings, and who knows what the establishment will do. So let XM know that you're buying XM this holiday season, or getting one of the portable units. They got a special going this week. The reason I know is I'm going to get one from the office. I'm addicted to XM and Sirius. And by the way, Bill, they've got a special running right now. I forget the name of the unit, but I want to get it's like their special deluxe channel portable radio. I want one in the office, maybe two, like one back there in that area and then one here. Plus, it's good for Intel to be able to, you know, go through all the channels. But I want the company to get two of those. And obviously, if it's more for a company to get them, I'll just put it on my little slave tracker card. But don't let me forget, I want two of those XM systems. Okay. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, a little plug for XM, because been on there 2 years. We were on the weekend, then at night, then live. I couldn't believe it when they first put us on there. But again, it shows that we've got a lot of friends in high places. Plus, humans are designed to put a winner on the field. Not that I'm perfect, but when it comes to talk radio, we're winners. And we're the best kind of winners, underdog winners. Because that's what humanity is, an underdog winner. It's only when we're down that we learn how to get up. All right, I'm going to stop being a football coach here and just give you a smattering of some of the headlines and then go to your calls. Let me just start. I never know where to start, and I don't get to any of it. Let me just start here and just read headlines. Daily Mail. Pakistan gives America a two-week ultimatum to abandon secret airbase and closes border into Afghanistan, which is devastating to the overall opium harvesting operation over there. They'll tell you the war effort. Enduring freedom. Yes, the opium will come out forever to you and your family. And if the cops catch your kid using it, in the slammer. They got hunting dogs ready to take down your little rabbit. So keep your little rabbit away from their goods. Hundreds of Afghan-bound supply truck lines. Hundreds of Afghan-bound supply trucks line up as tensions mount. This is the new globalist system where they even bomb their allies. And, of course, why is all this happening to the nuclear power Pakistan? Pakistan orders U.S. to leave airbase and fight over deadly NATO assault. Islamabad says U.S. must leave Shamsi base in 15 days after deaths of at least 24 Pakistani soldiers in mistaken attack. Pakistan has given the U.S. 15 days to vacate the airbase used as the key launch pad for drone strikes in Afghanistan in rendition for a mistaken attack and retaliation for a mistaken attack on Pakistani border outposts that killed at least 24 soldiers and injured 13. Well, that's happened, what, three times in the last year? American forces were told to leave the remote airbase recently given over to the U.S. after 9/11 following an emergency meeting of Pakistan's top civilian and military leadership late on Saturday. And why? Because the country is on the verge of total overthrow. And the globalists are doing a balance to enrage the radicals while they've been caught funding al-Qaeda in the country. That's come out. CIA guy trying to get nuclear material to people so they could frame the government. While at the same time, the government, via payoffs, tries to hold on to power and says, please stop. They're going to overthrow us. And they're like, that's the plan. And then we'll carpet bomb all of you and send in special forces to get the nukes. And we'll bring al-Qaeda in after that. Ha, ha, ha. And our public will give up their rights in fear of al-Qaeda. And the whole world's like, but that doesn't make any sense. You're the terrorist. Our public will not wake up to that. They've drunk deep of the fluoride. Continuing. The base was used heavily for launching the war in Afghanistan in 01 and later served as the base for U.S. drone program, which bombs the Pakistanis themselves. Set in sparsely populated desert in the western province, it's a highly controversial within Pakistan for its association with drones, which go around killing whole villages and whole groups to kill, quote, one al-Qaeda. Continuing, Pakistanis burn Obama effigy and U.S. flag. Oh, they hate America. Yeah, it's so pathetic. That's why occasionally I try to go on Pakistani TV or radio when I can to have English-speaking language, as I can explain. You want to burn effigies of the Federal Reserve and the pyramid. We're occupied just like you. That flag and what it symbolizes, not what it's been appropriated for, would never do the things that are happening now. Down with NATO. They chanted, down with NATO, Yankees go back. So, I mean, they know some of what's going on. Continuing, NATO braces for reprisals after deadly airstrike on Pakistan border post. Concerns the ISI intelligence agency uses suspected influence over insurgent groups to launch reprisal attacks. See? And now the globalists will probably attack themselves and say the government did it when it's on record that the Al-Qaeda groups are globalist run. It's incredible. I mean, I have an article here in my stack. Here it is. Al-Qaeda terrorists. This is Paul Joseph Watson, links to the Telegraph, another mainstream news admitting it. I'll show you a document cam of this bad boy. Al-Qaeda terrorist airlifted from Libya to aid Syrian opposition. Weapons and fighters sent to support overthrow of President Assad. And it goes through the whole report. I'll get to that later. But right now, let's go to your calls. Then I'll get into Ohio puts 200-pound third grader in foster care. Some will say, well, that child's too big. Once you give in to the nanny state, it's over. Because according to the Department of Education and others, they say if your child is 1% over body weight, in the future they will be taken. And what they say is regular body weight is basically chicken necked. See, this is all about slavery. And this is a key, and I'm going to go to your calls. Slavery never went away. The system now just enslaves everybody. And they set up weird little tricks and use morality against us. When you make drugs illegal, it puts money into it. It makes it popular. It makes it avant-garde. It makes it risque. Young people then want to use it. You have Hollywood advertise it as racy. Then the banks get an unofficial tax, tens of trillions globally, every few years in the aggregate. $500 billion a year alone in the U.S. in narcotics, on record. You then corrupt police, corrupt the society. But what is the drug war? You put chemicals out there while the very same banks, subsidiary drug companies, put out hundreds of other, even just as deadly or more deadly, synthetic systems, and then you get addicted to that. And then when you get addicted and can't get it later, they imprison you for that. It's all puppet master behavior. And they're coming out with super drugs for total control now. That's what Philip K. Dick wrote about in The Scanner Darkly. That I, of course, am a minor thespian in, and a Richard Linklater film came out a few years ago with Tommy Pallotta. The point is, watch that film and wake up. It's a way to enslave you. It's like putting corn out and deer come out and you shoot them and you say, they were eating my corn. They bring the drugs in, they profit from it, and then when you're stupid enough to use it, it's their excuse to imprison you. You know, I never told the whole story, but to tell it briefly and then go to break, and then in this little story will be the statement I want to make. You little nugget. I've said before in different ways, but it's important. I'm driving along 3:30 Friday, going home early. I'm driving in the slow lane because I'm on the phone talking to my wife. And I see the state police car parked in the median, totally dangerous, endangering everybody, reckless driving always. They all do it in the name of their, you know, almighty dollar revenue generation. Whips out behind me, pulls me over. I pull over, comes over to the passenger side, which they're doing more and more because they learned that's the number one cause of their death before. Idiots, I still see them hanging their butts out in the street. Comes over, looks at me. And he says, I want your license and your registration and all this stuff. And I said, I know it's all on your computer. Go ahead and give me tickets. You know who I am. You just ran my license plate. Just give me tickets. It's revenue generate. But I go, you and your drug dealing government are going to implode and your family has no future. I want you to know that. And I started going into the whole DynCorp, Halliburton, child slave rings, Texas Youth Commission, everything. And I said, this is a joke. Illegal aliens are let go all day, and you let them go. for drunk driving crimes. This is all about me being a fat sheep you're sucking off of. And he starts going, what's in that bottle? And I go, oh, it's all about me being the bad guy. It's a water, as it says on the bottle. What's in that tin can? Gee, you're looking right in here. You see it says water on it. All about how I'm bad, isn't it? I said, I want to look in your car. Government statistically is the most dangerous group. CPS is 17 times more likely sexually to abuse children, 5 times more likely other physical forms. I said, I don't like you. I go, you statistically are the most dangerous group out there. You statistically, government, are the number one crime syndicate. I want to look in your car. And he said, all right, here's your warning about no license plate on the front of your car. Oh, he ran the tent on the side of the window. He went on and on and on looking for something. And then he was so embarrassed by it in the end, he gave me the warning, which is also a psych warfare deal, even though he hasn't been told. They're giving lots of warnings now to make people psychologically think before even bigger revenue generation and nitpicking operation that you were warned. The point is, they set all this up as an excuse to make us slaves and to get us to accept the fact that we're slaves through little fake procedural baloney systems. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It's just such an epiphany for me. And I know it. I know you know it. But, you know, something you already know really hits you. That this system is consciously evil. It's got all these well-meaning people working for it. The average cop is like a hunter. They're just out hunting for infractions. And, yeah, they know it's revenue. But if you don't do it, the whole system will become lawless. And, oh, what are we going to do? The point is, when you are out there nickel and diming people for no reason and wanting to search their cars and stuff, while the whole government at the top is engaged in massive crimes, it is an abomination. It is a fraud. And that cop was going, what's in that bottle? What's going on here? What's going on there? And I'm just like, you're just trying to make me feel like I'm the bad guy. Subconsciously, probably. It's all about, and all these signs where the cops are standing there on billboards going, we're going out tonight. Don't drink and drive. And all the PSAs, it's all about how government cares about you. And government can be trusted, but you can't. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't even really speed anymore. I very rarely will be out on some country road and will open it up. And then I'm afraid of deer. I've got my children to take care of. I've got a operation against the globalists to take care of. So I, even though I like to drive 150 miles an hour, I don't even do that anymore. I don't even do it twice a year. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm good. You're bad. You work for a certifiable, verified tyranny. And they act like, oh, it's Obama doing it. Oh, it's Bush doing it. Those are nothing puppets. We've got a sick globalist oligarchy running our country. I'm going to stop ranting now and go to your calls. It's just, we're in trouble. It isn't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And those silly little police officers, they're having their future destroyed by this just like we all are. And I talk about cops a lot because in every tyranny, they're where the rubber meets the road. And they've got a tough job as well. A lot of them aren't bad people. But they're so brainwashed like everybody else. And if they could just know what I knew. But they've got to want to know. Like when I had the FBI here one time. And I said, you don't know about all this? I was talking about Oklahoma City and government sterilization. And the FBI guy says, no, I don't know and I don't want to know. And I had his attention. And I right then I had no respect. Oh, you don't want to know. Like, you deny all this is going on, so it just goes away. You're like somebody saying, well, it looks like my neighbor's burying something in their backyard. It looks like a body, but I'm just going to live in denial about that. That makes you an accessory. You make me sick. But we got it so good in this country. All right, let's start with Corey in North Carolina. You got about a minute, Corey. Go ahead.
This will be loaded immediately, and you can go ahead and process your file as soon as that is all.
Yeah, he's taking another call or doing something else. Guy's calling him while he's at work. He's telling somebody, you can go ahead and process your file while you do that. We'll go back to him later. Whatever. Be glad you got a talk show host that's so wound up and cares so much about knowing reality that most talk show hosts lean on callers, lean on clips, lean on guests. Not us. We have guests on because I want to hear what they have to say and bounce my ideas off of them. Look, I can't stand people not knowing reality. It's frustrating.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.